This is produced by Spiritus Publications by the Pollies. All rights reserved.
It's March 18th, 2007. This episode was originally released at an earlier date.
This is Speaker Linda Pauley. It's October 4th, 2002. And here's Jesus. An associate asks, Jesus, how can we know that these messages are truly from you? I tend to believe, but how can we really know?
My dear child, when I send a message to Alora, whether it is through her emails or through these audios, I also send angels with them. I send my messengers as witnesses, and they go out and touch each person that these messages reach and reach into their hearts and say to them, this is true, this is fact, this is from the Son of God through his agents that he has appointed. No others have this. Only the Pollies have my angelic messengers. No one else can claim them. No one else can use them. They have the heavenly hosts at their disposal. What greater witnesses can there be? What greater proof can they be? When I send out the sons of heaven to touch souls who receive these messages and tell them that they are the truth from me through my messengers. This is how you can believe, dear one. When you receive these messages and open your heart and feel the angels' touch, then you know what is said in these messages are true. And I'm sure, as a child of the Lord, you feel that truth, for nothing else could be.
I hope more people will now understand and feel the truth.
They will, Alora. If you believe in the power of God, if you believe in the Word of God, if you send these messages exactly as how they are given, then the people will hear and the people will believe, for this is the power of God.
We'll be back with more after these messages.
Speaker Gerald Pauley here. I have written a book called The Book of the Nazarene, which tells of my early adventures with Jesus of Nazareth called the Christ. What's the address, Linda?
www.voicesfromspirit.com/B15N7/cover.htm.
We invite you to come and read it. We're sure you will enjoy it, as many have enjoyed it before.
We're back. Here's a question someone new to psychic phenomena might want to ask. Nazarene, while using Speaker Pauley's body, can you perform miracles like you did during your lifetime?
Well, no, Alora. You must understand that Demetrius's abilities aren't set up the way the abilities of that body and that time were. And I would not have the energy that I had at that time. It took thousands of years to set up the system that I used in Israel, to have that power channeled to me so that I could perform those wonders. All that cannot be set up in a few hours or even a few days. Each time we have different powers. Each time we perform different miracles. Demetrius can do his own forms of miracles, but Demetrius's miracles are a little bit different from mine. He does things a little bit differently than the way I would do them. He is more aggressive. He is more the hunter. He is more the destroyer. He is not the healer. So my healing abilities wouldn't work that well through him. Many people think that all psychics have exactly the same kind of abilities. They don't. Each psychic's abilities are developed for different purposes. Through a person whose abilities are channeled and worked for healing, if I were to come through them, I could probably do a considerable amount of healing. But in Demetrius's body, no. Demetrius is a warrior. Demetrius is a fighter. His body is not for the purpose of healing. I only wish it was, but it cannot be.
Thanks. Fascinating as always. We'll be back again.